All right, we are now on the second episode of what was the AGH show. It is now Gene Therapy. Gene is my middle name, and then we're talking like it's a therapy session almost. So it's Gene Therapy. It's not a therapy session. I am joined here today by my buddy Kyle once again, and we got some shit to talk about. I specifically at work have not talked to you about the Diddy situation because I want to hear about, I want to talk about the Diddy situation on here. What? You don't know about the Diddy situation?
Not at all. I'm clueless.
You know who P. Diddy is, correct?
Sure.
Puff Daddy? Puff Diddy?
Okay, yeah,
So, his home got raided by the Homeland Security the other day. Turns out this rapper who's been big since the 80s, like late 80s, early 90s, I believe, could be wrong on that. He has been running basically a Jeffrey Epstein kind of situation, but with rappers, basically holding rappers under like blackmail.
So instead of human trafficking, it's rapper trafficking.
Basically, it is basically paper wrapper trafficking. But a lot of, so one of his producers even came out and said that, he basically was trying to force him to be gay. And the reason he was forcing him to be gay is to basically like, It shows some sort of dominance. Like, he's forcing another man to do gay things. So it's like a dominance thing. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. But his home got raided the other day by Homeland Security. And he fled the country in a private jet.
He said, fuck that shit, I'm out.
Yeah. Well, his kids got arrested.
For what?
Well, they're 25 and 30, so I don't know if they're involved or not.
I'm going to assume. I mean, come on. That's
me. Right. Right. Because at first, when I, like, my mom told me about this, and when she told me about his kids being arrested, I was like, how old are they? And she's like 25 and 30. I'm like, oh, they're probably involved to some degree. So I don't, like, the whole situation's fucked, but I know 50 Cent on his Instagram has been posting, like, post after post, just making fun of him for it. Because I think one of Diddy's exes is basically, like, 50's baby mama or something like that. So, like, he's just been shitting on him on Instagram left and right.
I mean, what's he gonna do?
I mean, yeah, exactly.
He's probably out in some third world country right now hiding because he has nothing else better to do.
Well, and it's like, it's 50 Cent. There's a clip of, I think it's Jimmy Kimmel, or it might be, it's one of those other late night hosts. It might be Colbert. But they were interviewing 50, and they were asking a bunch of like silly questions. But then the last question was about a rapper named Ja Rule that 50 Cent hates. And he's like, give one compliment to Ja Rule. And 50 just simply goes, hey, he's alive. I'm like, damn, that is cold.
For how much longer, though?
Right. Like, 50 has dropped so many little bars like that. And then, like, people are lucky because back when, like, his Get Rich, Die Trying days, that's when he was, like, a gangster. And that's when he was, like, legit probably murdering people without people knowing.
I mean,
I wouldn't doubt it.
No one would doubt it. I mean, that shit's still happening, but right. Definitely not back like that.
No. I mean, and that was their culture back in the, like, that, like, literally, it was gang violence just about.
The thing is, you go out the street and it's gunshots in, what, 6 in the morning? Mm-hmm. Daily routine back then.
Well, dude, I told you that when we stayed in Philadelphia, we woke up at, like, to like 12 or 1 in the morning to gunshots, and it was our first time in Philadelphia. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
So, speaking of sketchy places, Chicago, we all heard.
Oh, yeah. Chicago's and got some sketchy shit.
One of my mom's friends, really good friend, she lived there, and we'd go, and she had triplets. But even her and her husband was I think Philippine. It was something else.
Filipino.
But, yeah, he's Filipino, but they worked at a truck distribution. And she would always tell us, like, you lock your doors when you go into this part of town. Even when you go in the city, they're all like always looking for something. And I tell you what, there was one time we're walking through the city and you just hear gunshot.
Yeah. I mean, that's Chicago for you.
I mean, yeah, it definitely ain't that bad. But I remember what I always wanted to do was get that tower, Sears Tower, but it's not Sears Tower anymore. It's some new name.
Mm-hmm. Sears no longer exists.
Yeah, going up in that was probably all-time favorite when, you know, you're 5 or 6, hanging out the window looking, you know.
You know what's funny is that I think we talked about Sears closing down in the first episode.
So we did.
I think we're 2 for 2 on talking about Sears.
Well, okay, so speaking of Sears, you just acquired some guns, right?
Yes, I just acquired some guns.
So my dad has a Sears and Roebuck shotgun, 12-gauge.
Mm-hmm.
So the funny part about that is it came from Sears.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's an old gun. I need to get her down and clean her.
Yeah, for everybody listening, I did acquire some guns through my dad passing away. My dad passed away, and he had a total of, on the catalog, it was 55 guns, but they ended up finding 2 more the day before we were splitting the guns up. So it ended up being 57 guns we split up between me and four other members of my family. So yeah, basically I think I acquired like damn near 11, 12 guns or some shit like that. Like it's pretty intense. I don't have a gun safe for that many guns yet.
It's okay. You got a bed, you got a pillow, you got under the mattress, under the bed, you got behind the door. you got to be prepared. Now, right. One gun he told me he got, a semi-automatic 12-gauge.
Yeah. I did get a semi-auto 12-gauge. I got another 12-gauge that's a sawed-off. I did tell you about that. I got a Staccato 9mm. I think it's the Staccato P. My brother got a better version of a Staccato, like the Staccato C. I got a CZ Scorpion, which is also 9mm, but if you've played Call of Duty, you definitely know what the Scorpion is. I've gotten some pretty good, I got some pretty good guns out of it. Obviously, it's under unfortunate circumstances. And I definitely don't think it's necessarily worth it, but, you know, I'll take what I can get out of it. What you looking up over there?
The Staccato.
Oh, yeah.
I've definitely seen these guns before. Now, that's not just your average 9mm, that's a hammer.
Yeah.
Rack. I didn't understand. That's almost a I think it's a 9/11 considered, right?
No, it's a 9mm.
Well, it's still, I think, considered a 9/11 because you got the flat trigger and then it has the hammer.
I see what you're saying.
It has a hammer, so it's technically a 9/11 9mm.
I don't know if they're considering it a 9/11 though.
I think they are because my dad actually just got a 9/11. But it's not in 9mm. Mm-hmm. The same thing, has the hammer and.
Well, they have them in 45 and stuff too. Like,
so how much did you say that Staccato P? I mean, if it is the P, the one I'm looking at is a P. How much do you think it cost?
Well, the Staccato P, the brand new, was like $2,500.
More.
Which one are you looking at?
The Staccato P. In stock for $3,299.99.
Jesus, on where?
That's just like your, you know, on your Google search average price, but it is for $2,600, as low as $2,600.
Yeah, on Staccato's website, I think it's $2,499. Like on Staccato's official website.
So it's considered a Staccato 2011.
See, and that's the other thing, though, is that I don't know if this is, like, the Staccato P, like, the current generation is the same generation I have, or if, like, my dad got this a couple years ago.
I can almost probably guarantee it's all the same. They don't,
right.
Like, oh, no, they might change the trigger here.
Yeah, the hammer, there's probably a couple of changes. Here. But it's essentially the same gun, and, I mean, it's a Staccato. It's still worth thousands of dollars. And I that's really just one of the guns I wanted. He had 2 of them, and I was the 3rd pick. I'm honestly shocked I got one, but the person who was first picked did not get it. Thank God for that. So I'm gonna once I get my guns all snuggled in and ready, we're definitely gonna take them out for a spin and then do a review on them or some shit. Do a talk on them. That'd be fun. But yeah, you should look. You could look up what that CZ Scorpion looks like if you want, because that's pretty gnarly. It's like, it kind of reminds me of like a G36. Look, fucking love it.
Oh yeah, we all know what a CZ Scorpion is. If you played Call of Duty, even Rainbow, or even Battlefield, you know true and tried what a CZ Scorpion is.
Yep. I love it. I like, it was my dad used to, I guess, take it in a backpack and take it to work. So he was just waiting.
Well, it is 9mm, yes?
Yeah.
Probably. So you can actually technically just put a rope on it and carry it on your back.
Yeah. And like all the ones that you're seeing that don't have stocks on it, that's usually how the gun comes, and then you need to buy a stock for it.
Oh, yeah.
But my dad had a stock on it, so I don't need to worry about it.
Well, I mean, stocks for men, no stocks for your wannabe people who think they can shoot but don't know how sometimes.
Yeah. The people who go Allah Akbar. The
kids that get in their dad's gun safe and then, you know, unfortunately go and do bad things.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. The school shooting kids.
I mean, not even school shooting, but yeah.
Yeah. Like but you always see like the people in the other countries that are using like the AK-74Us. They're shooting them from the hip and they're just going everywhere.
You mean like the monkey?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We all know the problem meme where they gave a monkey an AK-47. Yeah. Or it might have been a 74U. I could not tell. But he's just sitting there, doo, 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 and they all start freaking out. Like, well, what do you think was going to happen? You gave a monkey a loaded gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, it's you're going to get some wildfire out of that. But yeah, like I got all those guns. I'm also receiving a couple of expensive ass guitars from it. Like I said, it's still not under a good circumstance. Still not worth it, but I mean, I'll take it.
It never is. I'm experiencing the same thing. How would you like to get half a house?
Right. Yeah.
You don't want it, but you're getting it no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks.
Yeah. And then thank God I'm not doing that. Yeah.
Yours would almost arguably be worse.
You know what the worst thing is, not to like drop my dad's like information on there, and I mean they're not gonna obviously know where his house is and everything, but he had one more payment on his house before he passed away, and then it was gonna be completely paid off. He was so excited for it, and then he just croaked right beforehand. It sucked. So my stepmom paid it off, and she's like, I'm going to stay here for a couple of years just because it's paid off. But it is a big house for one person to live in. It's gigantic. It's three floors.
Now, three floors with basement or three floors with basement. Without? You with see, basement. I don't count a basement as a floor.
No. Okay.
So two stories high.
Yeah.
How many rooms?
I want to say like, so there's there's three bathrooms. They're not using the bathroom downstairs. That's why I couldn't, or the one in the basement, I couldn't remember. But he's got a wood shop area. He's got a reloading room in the basement. Then they have a workout area. That's just the basement. And then that's also where they have the washer and dryer. Like, it's huge. I want to say it's probably 5 bedrooms. I could see that. Maybe I could be wrong. I don't know.
I mean, how many bedrooms? Probably 3. Then you got mix and match of all the other rooms.
Yeah. It's a huge house.
Oh yeah. I mean, my house is pretty huge.
Hmm. But I mean, I wouldn't want to go through that, like taking over a house and.
Well, how do the guy feel? I got to do it twice.
Well, see, here's the other thing is that
here's my house.
Oh, that's pretty nice, though.
It's huge.
So, That's pretty nice.
How'd you like two living rooms?
Right.
Yeah, your little den, then you'd have like a nice little other living room here across from the kitchen.
Is this the house you're moving into later this year?
I mean, no. This is the house that I'm receiving half of and then have to trade for the house I'm going to probably be moving into.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah, this is the basement. All finished. Well, half finished.
Right. So are you like all wrapped and settled on the deal for August then or whatever?
Unfortunately, I just have to make someone move out of the house.
Oh, really?
Or you can pay me $900 a month to live there.
I feel that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all up in the air. It's all up to my dad. And, you know, his idea, yeah, he's being a butthead.
Right. Yeah, I get that. I mean, sometimes it just happens.
Yeah, we just had to talk about how when we take it over, me and my brother, we got to pay 50-50 for, you know, all the homeowner bull crap.
Right, taxes and everything on it.
Yep.
Property taxes. Pricey. See, that's what I was going to ask is like a lot of the times in those, there's like ways to get around it, but they have to leave it to you in a specific way. If they just leave the house to you in the will or something, I think that's how you get screwed over with all the taxes
and
stuff.
So we didn't have wills. We had a trust, and it was in a trust. Okay. And it wasn't even my mom's trust it was in. It was in my grandfather's trust.
Mm.
And it was worded on the second anniversary of my mom's death, we received the house. So when here in August, we're going to go and sign paper to the deed and it's ours. That's it. That's all.
Okay.
We got told we shouldn't have to pay money because of the trust. That's the whole point of a trust. That's why trusts are better than wills because of taxes.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good. That's good to hear at least.
Yeah. And then from there, me and my dad or my brother and my dad have to decide if we do trade, who's going to get the house?
Mm-hmm.
Like, whose name? My brother don't feel like going through that again, but I feel like it's unfair for my brother to take it and basically screw my dad over.
Right.
Even though technically he would owe half.
Yeah. I get that. Yeah. Especially like with everything else going on and stuff recently over the past couple of years, it's like, yeah, we're not going to screw you over.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I feel that. It's getting to happy territory, I guess. Not just so sad.
Oh, you want happy? Okay. So how'd you like April Fool's this time around? It was pretty funny here in Ohio.
What happened in Ohio with it?
Oh, you mean the severe thunderstorm, tornado, and hail all in one day? And then it was like, haha, psych.
Yeah. I totally forgot that they were like, hey, yeah, shit's going down weather-wise. And then it was just like, nope, no more.
We got some heavy rain and a nice double rainbow.
Yeah. Well, you know, rainbows are always nice.
Yeah, we like rainbows. so on another subject, I don't know if this is you. I'm impatient.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking hate it because it makes me buy shit that I don't have the money for but can still afford but still don't want to buy it but buys it anyways.
Yeah.
Are you like a kid on Christmas when you order something? You're like, I need it now.
Yes.
100%. Every time. And when it comes, you're just like, fuck yes.
100%.
So I just got a package I've been waiting for because, you know, I ride bikes. It's for my bike. It looks good. Alex has seen it.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't seen my bike in person, though, so it's not the same as what I do. Yeah, I've been waiting for it. I've been checking. Do you just sit there and keep reloading, like, every half hour on the shipping information to see if it updated yet?
I've done that before, yes. Specifically with my PS5 when I first bought it.
Oh, I can only imagine. I remember I bought my PS4 back when Destiny 2 came out.
Yeah.
My PS4 Pro, and I was the same, always like,
yeah. I bought my PS5. It was back when it came. I bought the one that came with Ragnarok, and when God of War Ragnarok was coming out, basically is when they first started getting them for retail price. You weren't paying that $700-$800 bullshit. And literally, when I saw you could get them, I was at my girlfriend's house or my girlfriend's parents' house, and I remember I was just on Best Buy looking and I saw it on there and I freaked out. I screamed like a little girl and I put that shit on buy now and I used my Best Buy credit card and I bought that shit immediately. Paid it off in like two payments because we got bonuses. That's back when we weren't getting days off all the time. When we were might have even been when we were working a little overtime, some Saturdays here and there. So I had a little bit of extra money, bought me that PS5, and I was good to go. Played, that PS5, I've played some badass games on it since I've gotten it. God of War, Spider-Man 2, I mean, it's been a fine dandy time with it. Spent so many hours into it. Definitely worth it more than my Xbox. What you looking up now?
So we speaking of Spider-Man, we all anticipated the Spider-Man 2 launch, right? Like it was gonna be badass. Like, oh my god.
Yeah, of course.
And Insomniac that announced this, but they were making a PS5 edition with plates, and you could just buy the plates.
Yes.
I don't know if anyone else, but I got on there the moment they launched, already sold out within minutes.
Yes, you could not get them. I wanted them. Everybody I know that had a PlayStation wanted them.
So I'm looking up something. I know this brand called D-Brand. They're I don't know if you ever heard of them.
I've heard of them.
Okay, so they make covers, and they came out with a Carnage set.
Oh, shit, really?
They do look good. They have it for the phone, too, if you... Here, I'll actually look it up for your phone, only because I cannot find it. Now, would you want a case or a skin?
You've seen the case I have, yes, right?
Yes, but would you want a case or a skin?
A case, probably.
So what phone do you have?
I have the iPhone 13 Pro.
That's so old, I actually have to go into the...
Just make it up for dead air.
Here you go.
Oh, shit. Damn, that's not expensive either compared to, I mean, this is a Casetify case, and I think this is like $60 to $80 or something. So yeah,
this one is $54, and it looks pretty good. It's Carnage.
Right.
And they actually came out with plates, I do believe. I don't know if they're out yet. I can't find
for
them.
For the PlayStation?
For the PlayStation 5.
Who? And because it's a company that's not Sony, they'll probably have way more stock than the Spider-Man ones. Because those Spider-Man ones, like you said, sold out in fucking minutes.
Yeah, so it was very upsetting. And of course, now I can't find the dark. I can't find them, and it's upsetting.
I'm sure they look good if they're like that. I mean, the phone case looked pretty schmexy, I'm not gonna lie. PlayStation.
Now, right here is a good image. It even comes with a sticker on the front that you can get.
Oh shit! Okay.
Yeah, it comes with everything. Here you go. Those are the dark plates. Carnage version.
Oh, dude, that's sick.
Yeah.
Oh, they even have like a fan cover for it. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's on both sides. They have a little fan cut out. Now, I don't know how old these are, if they even make them anymore, because it wasn't that old.
Is 4 months ago. Is it the same company?
Same company. It's D-Brand that makes it, but I can't find it on their website. They actually also may remember the old classic Nintendo 64s. Damn. How they had like the ice blue see-through. Mm-hmm. You can actually get dark plates like that. Ice blue, the orange, okay. The purple, the retro.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool.
I want plates for mine because I'm tired of looking at that plain ass white.
I know it was upsetting when we finally get an edition that, you know, you can customize it. It sold out in minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, dude. I ended up laying down so I could come over here early, but I was going to call a couple retro stores to see if they find if they could see if they had that Punisher game for me.
Oh yeah, that's this guy's been telling me about we got to talking about retro games last night, and he brought up this Punisher game on it's like Hitman, how you can just interrogate someone, and then
yes, it is very Hitman like. It is on the PlayStation 2. I don't think it came out on Xbox or anything. It's rated M, like they went balls to the wall with it. It was a it wasn't a movie rendition. They kind of did what Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3 did. The games kind of did. But like,
I would say more 2 and 3. 1 was pretty movie accurate, but blue.
Well, I do remember in 1, like one of the villains was Vulture. And Vulture is not a villain in the first movie.
Fair point. I never had one. It's been a while. I would always go to...
Yeah, I just remember Vulture because that's where I stopped playing the first game. I did not beat the first game.
I remember when I was like 6, maybe. I would go with my mom. She would go over to her friends and they would do poker night. You know, he had a PS2 there. I always played.
Yeah.
Always played. But then I'm like, eh, screw games. And I went and played poker and... I beat everyone.
Yeah.
Not a proud moment for a 6-year-old probably to beat everyone in poker, but, you know.
I mean, it happens, you know. Sometimes you just got to take a beating from a six-year-old at poker.
Oh, no. I won all the time. My mom was pissed, but, you know, she got all the money anyway, so I don't know why she got mad.
I mean, you're probably good at it playing GTA poker if you do enough. I suck at card games, dude. I've never had good luck.
What do you mean? Go fish, man.
Come on. Yeah, I'm good at go fish. Dude, every time I hopped on GTA and played blackjack, I'm fucking broke.
Well, you're playing a card game in a video game that's designed to not let you win, so.
That is true. Yeah, even in real life, though, I'd have the same. So, I will say this. I played slots when I was in Vegas, when I was like 21. And I won like $150. I think I used $10. Like, I literally went in there with $10, made $150, bailed out of that, and just used that as my day drinking money. And we found like a cheap bar that was selling, like, I think later that night I was watching the UFC. It was just me at the bar, and I was watching the UFC drinking $6 Jack and Cokes. And I used all that money. I was trashed, dude. I had two prostitutes come up to me that night. I shit you not, I was drunker than shit, and I had two prostitutes come up to me. Funniest thing about it is that they asked me like where I was staying and stuff, and if we wanted the party. And I was like, I'm staying in a room with my mom and my stepdad. But yeah, I could party if you want. Like, let's go. I'm down to keep partying, is probably what it sounded like. And they kind of just were like, yeah. Like, we heard you're staying in a room with your mom. And I'm like, yeah, let's go somewhere else.
I mean, let's be honest. Probably a good thing.
Yeah, 100%.
Because when you got back, I don't think you would have liked the outcome of that party.
Yeah, no. No, probably not. Funniest thing about that is I was already kind of going in through a situation of that.
This is right.
I did tell you about that.
I'm glad I never had that, but I keep to myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Not to put too much drama, but I had a girlfriend cheat on me, and she basically gave me chlamydia and gonorrhea, and I was 21, and I found out when I was on the bus to the Grand Canyon. So
you definitely had a grand old time that way.
I did have a grand old time in the Grand Canyon. I was in the hotel room, and I realized it was like starting to burn when I pissed, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, what is going on? And then as soon as I got back to Ohio, I went to urgent care, and they were like, at first they thought I said I got it in Vegas, and I was like, no, I was in Vegas when I found out I had it. So,
well, I don't get why it's any of their business if it did happen in Vegas, because last I checked, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Exactly. Well, and then I told him, never mind. That's gonna go a little personal, so we'll keep that out. But yeah, that was a grand old time, like you've said. And that was like the only time I've been on like an actual vacation, and it got ruined by STDs. How funny is that?
I mean,
that?
Was it really ruined, or was it just every time you went to the bathroom you hated life?
It was more of that.
I mean, I've had that happen once, but it just turns out I was so dehydrated, that's why it burned.
Right.
Can't explain that.
Well, and I told you the other funny story of Vegas is I went to a dispensary. I took an Uber out of the hotel. I went to a dispensary. I didn't even get pre-rolls. I bought like some oregano. For work purposes and stuff. I bought some oregano and cones and just did that instead of getting just pre-disposables or whatever. And then I walked home and just smoked. Or not walked home, but to the hotel. God. If work knew we did this podcast, we'd get fired.
They can't fire you for what happens outside. They can only drug test you, then fire you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I don't do Mary Jane, so
Well, that also happened when I was 21. I'm 27 now.
They don't care. They'll find a way. They would find a way. One of my YouTubers, he rides bike. He's a little cuckoo machu. Yeah. Apparently, he got arrested for a video that he published like a year ago.
Yeah.
But he's cuckoo.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we'll, I don't know. It's, shit happens. Shit happens in this industry. People go insane. I mean, look at Diddy. Diddy the Diddler. I mean, look at Will Smith. Look at all of them. They all kind of lose themselves if they hit too big of a stride. Pretty sure the Paul brothers are hitting that stride. I feel like they don't know how to control themselves in situations.
Well, no. I mean, they're used to a camera being on them in all times. They're not even themselves. Right. And when they get to be themselves, I mean, it's just like you say, Will Smith, what'd he do? Oh, he went and slapped or punched.
He slapped Chris Rock live television.
Granted, 100% deserved it. It was hilarious.
I mean, it was hilarious. I don't think he deserved it for saying a joke. A mild joke.
Wasn't it more than one joke, though, and his wife was clearly uncomfortable?
Well, so the thing, but here's the thing, when you're at an event like that,
yeah,
and you're
a prestigious
person, you
just gotta let it roll off your shoulders like that.
But the joke, because she has alopecia and has no hair, the joke was, you look like Demi Moore in what's the movie she's in? She's in a movie where she plays a soldier that's bald, but she is a good looking woman in the movie that's just bald. It's really not even a disrespectful thing. If anything, it's a compliment, because Demi Moore in that movie is kind of fine. So it's like, it's really not even, it's not a compliment, but it's not disrespectful. It's just a joke. And that's Chris Rock's job as the host at an event like that. If you're going to hire a comedian to poke fun at those guys, and then they get smacked because they're doing their job, and then the Oscars don't do anything to protect you, and you have to keep doing your job the rest of the night, and then the guy that smacked you 15 minutes ago wins the most notable Oscar of the night and acts like nothing happened, yeah, I'd be pissed off too. And that's why a lot of comedians, Dave Chappelle said he would never host the Oscars because of that. He's like, I would never, after that bullshit, nope. I don't think Ricky Gervais would do it again.
I mean, half these comedians don't even feel like doing a show anymore.
Well, they do. They do. They just do them in their way. Like, so, Joe Rogan, when we saw him in Columbus 2 years ago, he has these things called Yonder bags, where you lock your phone up in a bag. You have the bag with you, but they have a device that unlocks the bag for you as you're leaving the arena. So you can't record any of what they're saying. So whatever stays, or whatever they say in there, stays in there, just like Vegas. And literally, like, they say some wild shit in those buildings when they do that.
Well, yeah, they got freedom of speech where they can't get backlash other than, you know, someone probably standing up. But by then he goes, there's the door.
Right. And then when we went and saw, we went to Cleveland and saw the Bad Friends tour, which they're just a podcast. But it's just a bunch of stand-up comedians doing a podcast. Then they did a tour of the podcast. But they all did like 20 minutes of stand-up, and then they did like a couple of games on stage. Hilarious. But they did the same thing, except they didn't have Yonder bags. They just asked people not to record because they were going to say some wild shit. And Bobby Lee ended up, he couldn't do it on stage because he got fined $10,000 for it in a different city. But select people that went up on stage, he would show them his butthole on stage. But yeah, he showed everybody in stage, like in Atlanta, and they fined them $10,000 for doing that. So he's like, I can only do it to select people.
Why would you want to do that?
Because he's a wild individual.
That's more than wild. Like that,
he's a wild individual. I mean, he's widely known for being the Asian guy on Mad TV. He was honestly one of the funnier people on Mad TV. It was him and Will Sasso that were like the hilarious people. Which is just a downgraded version of SNL, if you don't know what it is.
I've heard of it.
You've heard of it. Have you ever seen it?
Probably once, you know.
There's a, my dad used to make fun of me because there's a character on that show named Stuart. And he's very high pitched, and it's a grown man acting like a child. And he's like, "Look at what I can do! Look at what I can do! Look what I can do!" My dad, every time I was like, when I was a kid and I was trying to show them something, he'd be like, "Look what I can do! Look at what I can do!"
Oh God!
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Well, the way he made you feel was by the way he felt when you were showing him that.
Oh yeah, well yeah, but I mean, I don't even know how we ended up on Mad T. Oh yeah, I guess. Just all talking about all the stand-up and shit I'm going to see. It. I told my mom I'm going to buy her, because her birthday just happened the other day, I'm going to buy her tickets to go see some stand-ups soon. What was that? Laundry sheets?
Yeah, it's a dryer sheet.
Dryer sheet. Smells good. Laundry sheets. Oh, I was going to ask you this. How many times do you call... Or do you, like, people that you know call ground beef hamburger meat?
A lot.
I thought about this the other day because there's another podcast I listen to called Are You Garbage? And they started asking people that. And if they say that they reference it as hamburger meat, they're like, that is a trash thing. That is a white trash thing.
I mean, well... I guess whenever I hear it, it's probably because we're about to make hamburgers, you might refer it to as hamburger meat at that right. point in time, but only yes. if they're going to be hamburgers. If yes. it's just beef sitting in the fridge, you're like, right. I got some beef.
Right. But like, if you're going to make taco meat, I've heard people reference it as hamburger meat.
Oh, yeah. That's white trash. Like, get yeah. out the door, get out of my life. Bye. Yeah. I can only imagine what Mexicans think at that point because, you know, tacos.
Right, I mean,
like, they're probably insulted.
Yeah, taco meat. Exactly. They're like, how dare you? Oh, dude, speaking of, not to be racist, but speaking of Mexicans, we watched this documentary. It's a movie. It's a biopic on Hulu, and it's about the guy that invented Flamin' Hot. Like, he invented the rub on it, on, like, the Cheetos and shit.
All right.
And he's like... it's on Hulu. It's actually really good. It's directed by Eva Longoria. That kind of shocked me. But it's literally like I think he's a janitor for Frito-Lay, and then he like slowly just like starts learning about like the business.
So he's in the back rooms.
Yeah. Well, and then Frito-Lay was losing business, and they were like laying people off left and right, and he's like, I need to try to find a way to save the company. So he comes up with he tries like 11 or like 100 different variations of the hot Cheeto and shit, the Flamin' Hot. But like when he finds it, it's like, all right. And then the guy that plays Monk plays the Frito-Lay CEO.
Oh,
and
God.
Yeah, and then he sends him like a package to try, and he like can't stop having them, and his fingers are covered in the Flamin' Hot sheet, and he calls him, and you see like the dust on his hands, and he's like, I think this is gonna be a hit.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's not wrong. Look at all the flaming. We got Flamin' Hot Doritos, Cheetos, jerky now.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. The Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew.
That's pretty weird. That's pretty good.
Is it?
It's okay. Like it's one of them once in a while, like one-offs here and there.
Right, right.
And you can't just drink it. I feel like you have to be sipping on it while eating something.
Okay.
Just because of how it is. I mean, I didn't mind it. It was okay.
Right. I get that.
I don't know if you remember. I think it was last year, Buffalo Wild Wings. They did a Flamin' Hot... like rub almost, I want to say, or a sauce.
Mm-hmm.
That was damn near delicious.
Mm. Yeah, they, I don't remember that. I can't.
Well, I find funny, the this Flamin' Hot stuff is all big, and it's just funny because it's just made for white people who like to burn the out of their mouths, and yeah. You got, you know.
It's usually white teenagers or white chicks, like, that are usually doing that.
I can't contest. There's a bag of Flamin' Hot Doritos that she always has to get over in the other room.
Right. I mean, one of my exes literally would eat Flamin' Hot Cheetos all the time. That's the other thing. Fucking how many things is Flamin' Hot now? Like Doritos, too many. Cheetos.
Too many. I mean, you got the Cheetos, you got the Cheeto Puffs, you got the Cheeto Balls, you got the popcorn.
Yeah.
And that's just in Cheetos alone. Yeah. Then you got the Flamin' Hot Fritos.
Right. Yeah. that guy ended up going to be like a CEO, but he ended up being like manager of like marketing or something like that.
Well, I mean, yeah, look how big he got.
Well, he was a drug dealer before, and basically, so somebody in the company is like trying to not promote the product, and so it's not selling well. And he ends up gathering up like all his homies in his neighborhood.
Oh, God.
And they end up literally just taking Flamin' Hot bags, and they don't sell them. They just give them out to people, and then people enjoy them, and then they start selling. But like, he's like, oh, the drug mentality, man. Like, so they go and literally do like, here's a sample, but you can come buy more kind of thing.
You just got to call Frito-Lane, demand it.
Exactly.
I mean, so there's the Flaming Hot, and speaking of like weird things, beer. Now, I don't know if you probably don't drink a whole lot of beer, like just beer.
I drink some here and there.
Have you seen any of the wacky flavors they be coming out with?
Yeah, that's not what I'm attracted to.
Okay, so Yingling, for Christmas a couple years ago, mm-hmm. they came out with Hershey chocolate beer.
Ugh.
You say ooh, it's good.
Is it?
It's good, but it's definitely for the select few, and you can't. It's like the Flaming Hot Mountain Dew. You can't just chug it.
I'm not a flavored booze kind of guy. Like, it's not my cup of tea. Like, if I prefer, like, if I'm drinking a beer, I prefer, like, a Blue Moon. Or if I'm really feeling frisky, I'll drink, like, a Guinness or, like, a stout kind of beer.
I mean, I've been drinking Modelo Blacks.
I like Modelos. Yeah, I like Modelo.
Have you ever had a black, though?
Yeah, I've had Modelo Black. My dad used to drink those.
So much better.
Yeah.
They're one of the top selling beers right now. Yeah. And I'm normally like, I like my Yingling.
I just watched a video today that said if you like Corona, that Corona uses like the least expensive ingredients, that there's another beer that's practically the same thing, but it's quality ingredients. I think it's called like 805 or something like that. I'll have to look into that. I just had to say that to remind myself.
I'm not a fan of Coronas.
No, I like Corona. I mean, Modelo reminds me heavily of Corona.
I don't know. When I see people drinking Coronas, I just think they're bitches.
I like Corona.
You gotta have the little lime in there.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's not a Corona if you don't have that goddamn lime in there.
This is true. I mean, you know, I grew up going to a dirt bike track, watching all the grown-ups drink their Natty Light, yeah. Bush Light.
But I also agree, like, it's the same thing with a Blue Moon and Orange Slice.
This is true. I hate going to the bar and they don't give you an orange slice in your Blue Moon.
It's like, goddamn.
But Blue Moon, I respect for one of my higher beers.
Yeah.
Because they're a little bit more pricey. And then you got your Yingling, which is like my high medium grade. And then you got my cheap beer, which is Busch Light. I'll drink Busch Light all day because it's the same amount of cans you get drunk.
Past couple times I've gone to like a bar that like has draft. I've gotten like a good selection of drafts too, like uptown. I've gotten like these coffee stouts. Those are outstanding.
I've had one coffee beer and I wanted to throw it right back up, but it was a Blue Ribbon.
Yeah, there's some coffee stouts out that are amazing.
I mean, I love coffee. Coffee's the best.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if I didn't work at Bob Evans for so long, I probably would drink coffee every day. But that's why I drink G Fuels, because I was burnt out on coffee for so long.
And out of all the coffee, Bob Evans not having good coffee.
No. And here's the other thing is that I drink my coffee black most of the time. So it's like, because I just, over time, the sugar and shit has just gotten so sweet in my coffee.
No. I love dark roast black coffee. It's the best. Put a little creamer here for when I'm bored.
Yeah. Yeah, I do that. I do that. Like, I do it when I'm bored with coffee. But I don't drink much coffee anymore. I should get into it. I should get back into it. I don't have a Keurig. We have like an actual coffee maker.
And I'll just buy some grounds.
We have some grounds. I'm always lazy.
I mean, you can actually get coffee anymore. Jack Daniel's coffee. Have you seen that?
Jack Daniel's coffee? Yes. Like, is it already spiked?
It's not actually spiked, but it was like made in the barrel
that
Jack was in. So you get the flavor.
I see. That's interesting. I've seen
it. It exists.
That's interesting. I don't doubt that it exists.
I don't know if it's Jack Daniel's, but some form of whiskey. Right,
like Jim Beam or something.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I would be into that. So, we've been sitting here talking all this stuff. You have Legend of Korra pulled up on your TV. You're almost finishing season two. Do you think they should do this live action next after Avatar or no?
God, no.
No, I agree.
No. Way the bending works in Legend of Korra, no. They can't possibly do it. I mean, it was unique bringing... if you remember the first season, Tenzin didn't want her to go to the pro bending match, and then she ended up fighting in it.
Yeah.
And he didn't think that was the training she needs. Well, it was like the new street fighting version of bending.
Mm-hmm.
That even Bolin was like, you're too, what'd he say, stiff?
Yeah.
Like, they changed bending in street fighting probably for the better. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, is it really better?
Right.
Because the whole point of an earthbender is the, I'm a boulder.
Yeah.
We all remember Toph.
Mm-hmm. The first two seasons of Korra are my favorite. 3 and 4 kind of lack a little bit here and there.
Now, does it lack because of what they did at the end?
No, I don't mind what they did at the end.
Speaking of the end, do you think they made her hair short to hide her, or do you think it was for other reasons?
Like a sexual identity kind of reason?
Well, yeah, she become her and
Asami become a thing.
Is that an actual thing, or is it just they want a girl time?
In the graphic novel, supposedly they do share a kiss.
They're probably a thing.
I believe they are a thing.
I mean, that would explain the short hair on Korra.
Yes. I mean, yes, but I feel like they might have done that because she was in hiding at that time. And I feel like that was a way for her to represent that she didn't know who she was. So it was kind of a fresh start for her.
I don't know. I feel like at first it was she was in hiding. And then, when did it come out?
I think the show started coming out like 2014. And I think it went to 2017 or something like that.
It was 2014.
Maybe it was like 2011 to 2014 instead of the other way. I don't know. I would have been in high school when Korra was out. That's interesting to think.
But it was during that time when, all this stupid crap started happening.
Yes. I believe the first two seasons of this are the best, are the better two seasons.
They're just kind of peak Avatar.
Yes. It's like, because the villain's brutal, especially the first season. What's his face?
Amon.
Amon. He can like just take their bending away.
Or do you want to call him Noatak? Because that's his real name.
Yeah.
Now, how would you feel about that? How he took bending away? Because
it's a form of bending. Huh?
The Lion Turtles was after we got introduced in the very last episode of
For Aang.
The Last Airbender was the one who we found out he could give bending and take it away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think those are the original benders, or do you still believe it's all the creatures still? Because in Korra, we kind of got an answer to that with the very first Avatar wand.
Yeah.
He got firebending from the Lion Turtle and then got it from all the other Lion Turtles.
Right. See, and that's the other thing, is because like my girlfriend was asking me, like, why can he bend like, or why can he do that as a bending thing, but like, and Aang was the only one that got the power. I was like, because I think they evolve. I think the like as the avatars and stuff go on, I think the powers evolve, and I think like he just managed to get that power to fucking take people's power away.
Who, Aang?
Amon.
Oh, Amon?
Yeah. I feel like that power.
My understanding, I think it kind of goes into a chi thing. Like he blocks off a chi point, a chakra point. Because remember, Guru Patit said the same thing to Aang. He couldn't access the avatar state because he blocked off the chi. I think Amon's bloodbending just blocked off a chakra point or a chi point in the body, and poof, no more bending.
Interesting.
But I feel like it could, like, we all seen Korra give it back to someone, but was it the avatar state giving it back like how Aang did it? Or was it more she just unbinded the chakra point?
Yeah, I could see that. I don't really know.
Because my question is, can the avatar bloodbend?
Could the avatar what?
Could the avatar bloodbend?
Yeah, I think so. Although, like, it,
we never see it.
We never see the Avatar really do a lot of the subcategories of bending, though, I'd say.
Korra was the first one to metal bend. Aang never learned it.
Did she really lava bend, though?
Cora, who knows?
Yeah.
Toph can't love a Ben, we don't think.
No.
But that's more of a special ability. But I mean, right. I've seen this thing. I'll have to look it up here.
I also feel like when, like, Toph being the one that practically invented metal bending, I feel like when you're like the inventor of something so special like that, you probably shouldn't even, like, you probably don't even need lava bending, and that's probably why they don't give it to her, essentially.
Right here, I found this wheel where, like, all the bending types, mm-hmm. and you have your four main ones in a category, and then throughout there, it goes into three subcategories for all the different bendings.
Blood, healing, spirit.
So it's just like
water, spirit projection, I think, that one, temperature something. And then something else for air. Interesting.
Yeah, it was spirit projection. So that's why I'm...
Yeah.
And Cora...
Temperature regulation and flight for air. Redirection, combustion, and lightning for fire. Metal, sand bending, and lava for earth. Interesting.
Now, my question is, when I first seen this, it said redirection for fire bending. Now, is that talking about lightning? But at the same time, that's what I kind of like. You're redirecting lightning, but Iroh himself even said he developed the technique after watching waterbenders.
He can also redirect the fire. Like, there's a time where there's, like, a flame coming at him, and he, like, redirects the fire at them.
Well, it's not even that. It's so also...
It could just be lightning. It's also not lightning.
Zuko... Putting all the other forms of bending when he was facing his sister, he literally like just came down like an earthbender and chopped a flame right in half.
Did I ever tell you my idea of writing? I thought about writing my own version of Avatar. I thought about writing a version where Zuko's the Avatar.
I mean, he basically is.
In a way, you could spin it that way, and you could have his Katara and Sokka be Iroh. Because if you think about it, there's a scene in Avatar where Iroh is literally describing to Zuko basically how to be the Avatar, which is to balance the four elements. And he's basically teaching. I think it's the season where it's mainly just him and Zuko. So I think the second season.
Now right here's another chart that I just found that's actually pretty interesting. It has like all the other ones, like energy bending's in the middle of it all, which would make sense on why Aang could technically, I think he is considered energy bending, but Korra I think was the first one to technically energy bend. And then you have air, which is you have agility, levitation, and then freedom, which Zaheer got was the freedom part,
right?
And then in two subcategories it has compression and cloud. And then water, there's water, then ice, then healing, then change. Don't know what the change is for, but then there's plant bending and blood bending.
Interesting.
And then earth, there's earth, sand, metal, and connection. We seen the connection, Toph in the vines when she was in the jungle on Korra. Mm-hmm. And then there's crystal, which we seen Bumi do with the crystals, and then lava. Then there's fire, flame, lightning, and emotion. And then the subcategories for that is heat and combustion, which I would almost argue it all makes sense. And then, in the middle, there's energy bending.
Right.
Interesting, all these subcategories.
Yeah, I've always thought about, I think another dude from work and I also talked about, like, they're going to probably keep adding to these subcategories, too, because even though the original creators left the live-action show, thank God for that, because they're going to be focusing on the animated stuff. And the movie of the original gang comes out in 2025, and then I think they're doing a movie for Korra, and they're doing a movie for Kyoshi or something. And then they're doing a show, like they're doing a new show of the next Avatar. So it'll be the Earth Kingdom next.
And do we know how many years will pass?
No. I think it would be interesting if we got an Earth Avatar that was kind of an outcast, and if he was like, he didn't know he was the Avatar until he was like 20 something, and he was already like trained really well in Earth, and then like he leaves like the Earth Kingdom or something, almost like a Zuko situation, like a banishment kind of thing, and then he like slowly finds out he's the Avatar and he has to go back.
I mean, that would be interesting, but my question is, the one thing I always wondered, Korra, she had all three elements besides air, right off the rip. Why?
See, that's exactly what I thought.
Well, wasn't that kind of a first for even like
right
people's knowledge about the Avatar? Like, normally they struggle learning. Even Roku was how old before they told him he was the Avatar? And my right. question is, how do they discover when you're the Avatar? I mean,
yeah,
back then they did a test.
I mean, yeah, but like, how did Juan? I know we watch Juan, but how did the second person discover they're the Avatar? The third, the fourth, like, they didn't have that process back then.
I mean, they had Rava.
Yeah, they had Rava.
But could she actually like project herself like she did with Juan?
I'm assuming so. I mean, if it's Juan, because it's Juan is essentially being the first one.
Well, speaking of Rava,
the one that gets reincarnated every time.
Rava dies when. You know, the host dies clearly, but is reborn. So we were just talking about this before we started. Vatu died.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always stated that there can't be light without darkness and vice versa. So when one dies, they would just be reborn in the next or in the other spirit.
Right.
But how's that the case for Rava if she always is reborn in the next Avatar? Is it because Juan touched the portal during harmonic convergence right when they technically bonded themselves together?
Could be.
Or was it him touching the portal is what bonded them, even though Rava did state beforehand, if we stay together much longer, we will be bonded forever?
I think it might have been the portal.
I think the portal changed something. So, same thing with Unalaq. He touched the portal after yeah. Vatu was in him, and I think they bonded. So, people are stating that Vatu will be reborn in the next Avatar. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think he's going to be reborn in the next Dark Avatar.
That's exactly why I was saying it was probably the portal is because of Unalaq. That's exactly why.
I mean, that would make the most sense. So, I mean, maybe the next Avatar we get is a Dark Avatar.
Yeah, I thought about that too.
Because they could totally do a dark portray of the Avatar, and Korra could be the one to stop him, or it could just be some random Avatar, maybe. What are the chances that the light and dark spirits could combine together and make one Avatar?
Right.
Like, that would be cool. I mean, it would be. Like, what other superhero movie have we seen where it's something like that where people fuse?
Mm-hmm.
And there's normally two, and they can become one.
It's in DC Legends of Tomorrow, Firestorm?
Yeah, Firestorm.
Yeah.
But that's kind of different because that's just two beings with the same power.
Right. It's a scientist and just like a teenager, and they form into one.
Because
the scientist is like 80 years old.
It wouldn't be Legends of Tomorrow, sir. It would be the Flash, senor.
Well, they're also in Legends of Tomorrow.
Yes, they go in Legends of Tomorrow like, to really learn their power.
That's where they're mainly at, though. Like, true. after they practically leave Flash, they're on that show almost every season.
But one thing that comes in the mind is I don't know if you... Bakugan.
I never did Bakugan.
I love Bakugan. I got my Max's Dragonoid at home somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But they kind of did that. Their universe, like whatever, the Bakugan's world, homeworld, Vestroia, mm-hmm. was held together with two cores, a silent core and the... I forget the other core, the positive core or something.
I watched Loki the other day. I watched all six episodes. Best thing Marvel's put out in a hot minute.
That scares me.
Huh?
That scares me because I hate Loki.
Do you?
Oh, I fucking hate Loki. I haven't watched his episodes. I heard he becomes a good character finally in them.
Well, the second season ends definitely with like, we're probably not going to see much more Loki. He doesn't die, but it's definitely an interesting... So the reason I hated the first season of Loki, like I didn't hate it. But I hated, so there's like two episodes that feel like filler and kind of like Avatar and Korra. Korra is a bunch of individual stories. I feel like Loki season one was kind of just trying to like basically sell you these characters that are in the show. And it didn't really tell much of a story the first season. The second season actually has a plot point and a story that they're going through. and like a, an actual thing that's going on other than just making shit up on the fly. That's how, that's what I felt like the first season was like them making shit up on the fly is almost how it felt. But the second season literally was, it was perfect. Best thing they've done since Guardians of the Galaxy 3. I also saw X-Men 97. I'm all caught up on that. That's interesting. I don't like the animation style of it, but that's just my opinion.
I mean, that seems to be all newer anime, especially movies or TV shows. It's the animation style.
Yeah.
And everyone's going on like that, I want to say, comic book-esque.
Well, it kind of reminds me of Archer, like, in a way.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like, eh.
Well, it's just like the new Dragon Ball Z superhero movie.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone hates on the animation style. I don't think it's that bad.
Right.
I mean, nothing beats Z.
Right.
But
I mean, I don't think the animation's that bad, but everybody I talk to, like, their first complaint is the animation.
Oh, yeah, because they're old-fashioned and, like, the old stuff. I mean, yeah. I will say the old stuff seems better, but not as smooth.
Yeah. That is the other thing. The people who've complained about it to me are, like, 30-plus years old.
I mean, yeah.
So
I mean, it's funny. These 30-plus year olds that complain about it are also the ones complaining about snowflakes out in the world.
Yeah, well, that's
the funny part. As there being a snowflake, is it now raining?
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Aw. I gotta walk home.
Splish splash. He's gonna go take a bath.
Yep. What time are we at? We're at 1 hour and 1 minute. Wow, look at that. We did 1 hour. That's what most podcasts are nowadays.
I mean, that's what you said you wanted it to be. Now, if you excuse me, I have to go use the bathroom.
Okay. We'll end it here. So, thanks for the second episode of this nonsense, a cool podcast that we do.
He says nonsense. I think it's... He doesn't say it's therapy. I think it is therapy for him.
No, it is therapy. That's
for me. It's I'm bored, and I talk all the time anyway. So what's the difference?
Right. Yeah. If we can make money off it, we will.
Well, when you live 2-5 minute walk down the road, it also helps.
Yeah, that is true.
I mean, just wait until I move. This setup will be a lot better. Maybe.
Yeah.
I might have an actual room. We can actually fuck around in.
Yeah. Set up actual mics instead of these mics. Although I like these mics, we're not going to lie.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't want to hold them.
Yeah, I got to hold it.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're off. We'll catch you later. Peace out.
Girl Scout.